You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are back, and it's always great as we begin the second half of our program to welcome back to the program Coach Carl Reed from 24/7, one of the most sought-after voices in this platform, to get his take. Coach, always good to see you. Can't wait to dig in. Thank you very, very much. And I want to start with the after effects of this NCAA ruling, essentially saying it's okay to do what everybody already thought it was okay to do, and that was pay out NIL money. Good afternoon.
Well, Paul, what that rule did is it just basically put everybody on an equal playing field, because you had some coaches that were doing it anyway, but you have a few guys that are trying to play by what the rules were, and now they've taken the gloves completely off. So now it's an opportunity for everybody to get really active in the NIL space.
So if you're one of those coaches, how does it affect what you do now that nobody is going to stop you?
Well, you have to get active with your collective. You have to decide who's going to get paid what, how much they're going to get paid, and what kind of scale are you going to use. It's very similar to an NFL model. You have to have some type of structure. How much money are you going to put forth from your collective for the offensive line? How bad do you need a quarterback? What does the defensive line get? And now it's going to put coaches in a position where they don't feel as handcuffed because they're allowed to be a part of it and nobody is going to enforce it.
Coach, we both know, you know better than anyone, how difficult it is to be a coach at this level. But there's a lot of, I'd say it's a narrative, I don't know if it's false or not, I tend to think it may be overdone, that coaches are fleeing college football as head coaches. We had the situation with Chip Kelly. We've had some coaches go back to the NFL. Do you think coaches are running away from college football right now?
The bad narrative about it right now is everybody's making it seem like coaches are running away because transfer portal in the NIL. Coaches have been trying to get into the National Football League since we got the early signing period and the recruiting window shifted because of the schedule being completely out of whack. Now you're having to do official visits in the spring. You still have junior days. You have recruiting camps all summer. The college recruiting calendar has gotten so far out of hand. That was the real reason why coaches started running to the National Football League. It wasn't because of the transfer portal, and it wasn't because of NIL, even though those are the latest things that makes it even more difficult to recruit now. But it started a while ago with the way the recruiting calendar was being handled.
Coach, we're in the process of changing that calendar. I know you've seen all the proposals, and some of them are about to be enacted if they haven't already. What is the best way to do this?
The best way to do this is for us. I saw a report today where they're talking about going to 3 signing periods. Now they're talking about putting one in June, December, and February. The best way to handle this is to go back to the way it was. 1 signing period in February. If they put a signing period in June, Paul, remember that I told you this, it's going to be catastrophic, and it's going to multiply the chaos. Do you know how much coaching turnover you're going to have from June through December when you start talking about the course of a football season? New coaches are going to come in and they're going to drop and cut bait with guys that are signed. Guys that signed in June are going to want out of their the national letter of intent. They're going to want to move to new schools, even if they have to use the transfer portal to do so. That would be a catastrophic move. And if I was advising a big-time college football prospect, there would be absolutely no way I would let him sign a national letter of intent in the month of June.
We're talking to the coach, and certainly a lot of big issues going out there. Let me do something that we rarely get a chance to do nowadays, coaches, and that's get to the practice field and get ready for the upcoming season. You've seen everything that has happened. There's still a few more changes to be made with the next transfer portal window, but who are you high on this year as we get ready for the college football season?
I'm really high on the University of Georgia, and that could be an easy pick. I think that Kirby Smart and his program had a really bad taste of their mouth when they were kicked out of the playoffs last year at the last minute after winning all of those games in a row. They're going to be as motivated as ever. Carson Beck is going to be a Heisman candidate going into the season. I look for the Georgia Bulldogs to be the heavy favorite. I'm really excited about them. I'm really excited about what Lane Kiffin has done at Ole Miss, the way that he's rebuilt his defense, some of the key recruits that he has, and it seems like Ole Miss is pushing all of their chips into the middle of the table. So coming from the SEC, I'm really excited about those two.
Let me ask you about the one that everybody's curious about, and that's Alabama under Kalen DeBoer. What do you see there?
Well, anytime you lose a coach like Nick Saban, who has been the greatest coach of our generation, there's going to be some change, and you have to adjust to that. A lot of people from the South don't really know Kalen DeBoer, but Kalen DeBoer has been one of the best football coaches at any level for a really long time. Back when he was an NAIA coach and he won four national championships, high school coaches from all over the country were going into Iowa to study offense with Kalen DeBoer. I think he's going to do a good job at the University of Alabama. Is he going to win seven national championships? I mean, nobody else has done that, Paul, except for one guy.
Listen, I agree with you, and I think everyone also agrees of what he's done. But what is his biggest challenge at Alabama other than succeeding Nick Saban?
His biggest challenge at Alabama is going to be the following things. It's going to be, number one, the hostility of the fans when you don't have success. When you lose a game, the way that the fan base can turn on you, on the pressure cooker that program and that environment is. Everything at a place like Washington is something new. Alabama expectation is national championship or bust. Number two, recruiting in the South is extremely different. The relationships that you have, the gatekeepers that are in control of a lot of the players, the high school coaches, the 7-on-7 coaches, it's really an environment like most people don't know how to handle until they learn and understand how to deal with it. And the third thing is navigating the NIL space. Alabama, under the Saban era at the end, was not as competitive with some of the schools that were spending a lot of money on NIL. That's something that has to be fluid and continue to get worked out at the University of Alabama.
We've talked about a couple of schools you're high on. Let's keep this within the SEC just for the time being. Which schools are you most concerned about this upcoming season?
I'm the most concerned right now about the Florida Gators. The Florida Gators have struggled a lot, and I think that Billy Napier, the struggle that they're having down there is that they have not been able to get NIL going, and it's been catastrophic for them in recruiting. They don't have the depth. They don't have the talent that you see from a typical Florida Gators team. I think that Billy Napier was a strong hire at the time, but when athletic directors, search firm committee people, when you're looking at these jobs now, fundraising and being able to get your collective going is a huge part of the process, and they have not figured that out yet in Gainesville. So that's something that would be concerning to me going into this season from the SEC, the Florida Gators.
Coach Reed never disappoints. Thank you so much, Coach. It's great to visit with you. Nobody's better. We'll take a break. A lot to unpack the rest of the way. Ron Slay next hour on tonight's college basketball matchups, including one particular one in Knoxville. We are coming right back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back here as we continue. Richard is in Durham, North Carolina. Hello, Richard. Hey, Richard. Richard. Richard, are you there? Jack is up next in Savannah. Hello, Jack.
Oh, how you doing, buddy?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, guess what? Paul, I thought you cared about your viewers. Because when you put up Iron Man picture, you remember that movie Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. You remember how that guy got out of jail when he crawled through that sewer 500 feet to get out? That jail, that's what Iron Man looked to me in that new photograph. He looked like somebody took a John Deere lawnmower and used it for a barber shear. You know something? The dude got a great radio voice, but that face is made for radio. Paul, please. Please. Get another mugshot. And Paul, you have a great day, buddy.
Hey, thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Let's go to Chris up next in Alabama. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. How are you today, sir?
We are doing great. Thank you.
From deep in the deep south today, and I did have some fried chicken today, just to let you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Hey, just wanted to call since the previous caller mentioned I-Man. I do have another bone to pick with Mr. I-Man. Hopefully he's listening, and hopefully he will call here soon. You know, he just carries his antics and his calls just way too far. And Monday he carried it one more step too far. Monday, you know, he just continued putting down my university, the University of Alabama that I'm so proud of, continued to put down my coach Saban, and the whole university as a whole. And now he's hitting on the football team. I mean, the basketball team, excuse me. But he carries it one step too far. Now he's putting down Miss Terry. For what all that Miss Terry and Coach Saban has done to the community of the for Tuscaloosa, but for the whole state.
Yeah, but you know something, Chris? I would say 99.9% of the public would agree with you. But I-Man, as I've said repeatedly, has an incurable disease. It's called Sabanitis.
Right. It is Sabanitis, and I'm here to tell you, I-Man, I know that you're listening, and I know that you just can't wait to call. You've done nothing but just irritate folks. Your phone calls irritate folks. You do nothing but call and downgrade the University of Alabama. You don't talk one thing about Auburn University. Auburn fans, I'm sure, they can't stand to hear your voice. Auburn fans love their university. Auburn fans love their teams. I have family that are Auburn fans. They're very passionate about their teams. You aren't. You could care less about Auburn. You couldn't even tell me the last five or six Auburn coaches right now that have lined up on the sideline since Pat Dye took over. You probably couldn't do it live on air if asked. So why don't you just do us all a favor, I-Man, and quit calling this show? All you do is call just to hear your voice. You want to hear your voice. You want to hear how you get under everybody's little fingernails and get on everybody's nerves. You have nothing that's relevant to sports to say. You've never had anything relevant to sports. Now you're picking on Alabama's basketball team, how they trailed by 40-something points to Kentucky. Yeah, Kentucky's got about four or five players that are over 7 feet tall, and of those players right now, they have maybe one that's over 7 feet tall. They took it to us. They beat the living tar out of us in their place. I accept that. I'm not saying that they didn't, but Alabama showed a bunch of character. They stopped. They didn't stop playing. They averaged. They scored what they averaged. So why don't you just stop? Stay in your little hole in Montgomery. Root for your little Lee town, your Lee County Barners football team, if you want to call it, which they're not going to do anything this upcoming season that they didn't do this past season. So if you're out there, why don't you just go ahead and call and just let me have it? Because from now on, if I'm able to, and I know I don't call a lot, but I do listen a lot. But for people like you that like to call in and just bash your rivals' fans and think you're just getting away with it and like to take it out on Paul Feinbaum on his great show and just think nobody else is going to call in, I want to challenge the other fans, the other Alabama fans out there. I know Legend does and Jerome and other fans are like that. When you hear IMN's voice on this airway, call in and maybe you can get patched through and just lay into this idiot that likes to call himself an Auburn fan, when really all he is just a darn Barner, which everybody knows what Barners are. But, Paul, thank you for the time. Roll Tide, and welcome.
Hey, and Chris, let me thank you for being honest and passionate, especially what you said about Miss Terry.
Yes, she showed so much passion. Especially maybe not early in Coach Saban's career, you didn't really see her a lot, but she showed so much passion for her players, and players just loved her, and for the community, and for him.
No, we heard that all. We remember when we were talking to Terry on Arnold near the end of the season. That's exactly what he said. Chris, thank you very, very much, and we are in your debt for that. Thank you. Thanks a lot. I-Man is up next.
Well, Paul, you had all the power in the world to put me in on with that jackass, but you didn't.
Well, I think he said what he had to say. I don't think he needed a food fight over his passion.
He didn't need a rebuttal unless you want to produce a rebuttal. Is that what it is? You trying to semi-produce today, and you trying to protect the Bammer? You know what? Nick Saban and Miss Terry could not pass a lie detector test that the NCAA would give them. I would almost be willing to bet on that. All the lying and the cheating that goes on at that school. And you know what? There may be 4 billion Chinamen that don't like me. But you know what, Paul? I really don't care. I don't care if the Alabama fans don't. You know what? I don't care if the Auburn fans don't like me. Because I'm a free-thinking individual, and I will be a free-thinking individual as long as I live in the great state of Alabama and the United States of America. Because I have that right. I have that right. And his last time, listen to the Bammer Jackass, the last time I recognized anything on this show, it was Caller Driven Show, you had your say. You can do anything you want to with your 5 minutes of fame, dude. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I don't get wrapped up. I don't have this free-form love for something that just because I root for a team. I just don't have that sellout mentality that you do for your coach. Oh, he's the one. This may be the greatest damn coaching job he's ever done. You don't know that. You don't know a damn thing about what you're talking about. It's simply an opinion. And the last time I was at the nursery, every one of them babies in there had the same opinion hole you do. It's kind of normal. You got the same opinion hole as a newborn, and you know what? I don't care. I don't care about your opinion. It means nothing. I don't care if you don't like me. You didn't send me a damn birthday card last year anyway. I don't care if you think I'm not an Auburn fan. I don't care if you think I'm a Vanderbilt fan. I don't care if you think I'm a Bama. You know what? I really don't give a damn what you think. Do you understand that? Is that real plain? That's not an opinion. That is a fact. And as long as I got a breath in me, you don't have to pry this gun out of my cold, dead fingers. You got to take this telephone away from my ass because I'm going to call every day for the rest of Paul Feinbaum's natural life on this radio show. And if you don't like my calls, call in and spew your venom just like you did 5 minutes ago. Because your mother, welcome, my friend. Paul, we're damn legal. Have a good day.
Cheerleader is up next.
Paul, I take off for a few days, and I come back, and it's like there's a cussing contest going on your show from all ages of people, and I just didn't think you did much of that. But that's all right. That's all right. And the only reason you let I-Man on is because people like the caller, Chris, they all talk about him. So I'm not going to talk about him. Now, what's up your sleeve today, Paul?
Oh, not much. I was having a really good day until a minute ago.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to bring the level up for you to have a good time. I got in on the tail end of the conversation about the Kentucky fight in the locker room.
Right.
Did anybody get hurt?
I really didn't. I mean, I just saw a couple of clips on social media. It was pretty vicious, but then again, these are football players, so they probably can handle a few smacks.
Spring practice football players.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, by the way, the fight was not on the field. The fight was in the locker room, and one of the guys just—I mean, he dropped the other guy like Hulk Hogan dropping Ric Flair.
Hey, Paul, do you want me to bring back an old name in Birmingham?
I wish you would.
I was just in a home, and there was the most beautiful, delightful photo of Bear Bryant and Raymond Contry. Do you remember Mr. Contry?
Oh, of course I knew Mr. Contry. He was a legend.
He was an absolute legend, and there was a lot of memorabilia about him, and I think I'm saying this correct, that all the cronies, the Coca-Cola people and the Golden Flake people and Mr. Contry and all those, they'd all get together and have their cocktail hour at the Contry Brothers Gift Basket out in East Lake.
No, that was the most. He was. I mean, Birmingham. I haven't lived there in a while, but that was truly a legendary individual. And what he's. Hey, we're up against the break. Thanks so much, cheerleader. We have a lot to do in the final 90 minutes. We hope you'll stick around.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
It's been an eventful show already, and we're still around for 90 more minutes.
Yahoo!
Wow. That guy who took I-Man down, and then I-Man's response, Randy, have you ever heard him that emotional?
No.
He was distraught. He must have still been out on a Freon call when he made that. Legend is next.
Oh, Black Hat Incorporated in the house, baby. What's going on with Black Hat, brother?
Oh, man, we're having a time.
Man, you are, man. I tell you what, I'm going to say this to Chris about Alabama, put that ass whooping on I-Man. Man, don't worry about that fool. Everybody knows that dude don't know anything about football. The dude is, he's just burnt out. He's a burnout. He's a burnout. I mean, all you got to do is take one look at his new mugshot. You know the flea and tick shampoo ain't working. It ain't working. It ain't working. Get the back scratcher burnt off. Get the back scratcher burnt off. Now, please, only get faster. I mean, the flea and tick shampoo ain't working, dude. Go get some Photoshop or something. I mean, I know I'm not eye candy. I'm more like eye broccoli. But you're more like eye beats or something, dude. I mean, come on. Go do some Photoshop. And nobody gives a damn what you think about Alabama. Miss Terry's a queen. And Nick Saban's a friggin' king. And you ought to be locked up in a padded cell and fed noodles one time a day. Don't worry about it, Chris. Ain't nobody listening to that yellowwood fool. Ain't nobody listening to him. Dude bleaches his anus four times a week. That's why he's so bad. Don't worry about it. Big game in Ole Miss tonight, Paul. Big game. We need this one, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Big one.
Yep. I hope they don't practice on a zone or something this week. I hope he did something. A zone or something, they don't. Do something. Big win for Kentucky last night, Paul. I know you was impressed. You back on the Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. I am forever on. I mean, that was quite an ending, wasn't it?
Man, I tell you what. They do good by putting Shepherd at point guard. I said a couple weeks ago they don't have a true point guard, but Shepherd's proving me wrong.
He's dangerous.
At the point. Man, he is. He reminds me of Tyler Hero. He really does.
Yeah.
That dude's special, man. I mean, Kentucky got a chance. They kind of, march all about guards, and Kentucky is absolutely loaded in guards, man. I mean, maybe Big Blue, maybe. Hey, Paul, what do you think tonight? Tennessee -7.5 against Auburn. Is that a good bet? I go and lay some money on that one? What do you think?
You tell me. I can't figure this Auburn team out.
No, I can't either. I hope Tennessee beat them by 50 tonight. Woo! I hope the net goes for 48 tonight. 49 like Bernard King and Ernie Grunfield all in one time. Be down over it tonight, Tennessee. Hey, Paul, you know why Saban wouldn't let them coaches talk, don't you? You know why he wouldn't do that, don't you?
Why's that?
You know he ain't going to let Pete go to talk. Me and you would have toasted him.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, he didn't want Pete Golden up there asking, did you hear Paul Feinbaum's show this week? Them callers want to run you up town. They go, hell no. Nick was smart. Nick wasn't going to let them idiots get up there and talk. He knew he had some idiots down there. I tell you what, though, Paul, I'm excited about this new Alabama DC on Womack.
I like him,
man. You know, South Alabama had the 15th best defense in the nation statistically last year. I really like that 4-2-5. I think Alabama got kind of hung up in that 4-3-3-4 base defense to save, and I really like the change here. I really do. I like it a lot, man. Hey, Paul, I had a dream last night that Daryl and Stetson Bennett came to my door, knocking on my door, man. I looked out there, and they were selling Girl Scouts cookies. I turned my Doberman loose on them. I woke up thinking, why in the world would I think something like that? Why would I have a dream like that? Then it dawned on me, a dream represents something. I look at Georgia and some Girl Scout cookie sellers. That's a joke. Talk about you the gold standard. That's some fake-ass gold. That's some gold-plated. If you the gold standard, dude, that's some gold-plated. Y'all better check that gold. It ain't 14 karat. Hell no. You don't get beat 1, 2, 3 in the ring 8 out of 9 times and claim you're a gold standard. Wake the hell up, moron. And I appreciate you, Diane, from Tennessee. If I get off, a Black Cat for Larry, a Black Cat for G. Black Cat Incorporated in the house, baby. I, man. Get you some of that new flea and tick shampoo, dude. Them fleas are running wild on you. Running wild! Elvis has left the building.
Johnny B is up next.
I didn't know where the show was going when it began, but I'll never smoke weed with Snoop from Kentucky again. Been a pretty eventful show, hasn't it?
It has been.
I like that guy. Whatever weed he smoked in 2017 that he just came out of, I need to get Man Randy a dose of that. I believe that might straighten everything out. And I'm worried about, I was looking up the definition of confusion earlier in the dictionary, and it said Dwayne's dog trying to understand what he's saying is now the new definition of confusion.
Yeah, the one that was allegedly a lab that sounded more like a chihuahua.
Yeah, lap dog, like Jim. He's a lap dog.
Right.
I wonder if that guy that called in a while ago that said he's like Jim's third cousin felt that ass kicking I put on Jim the other day.
Johnny, I love you, man, but I don't know if I can ever forgive you for running Jim off the show.
I don't feel bad about it, but I do have a bone pig with
I mean, you didn't have to go. I mean, there's a kicking, and there. I mean, you didn't have to. You didn't have to stuff him in the garbage can.
Well, you know, that's where he belongs. He's trash. But I got a bone pig with Daryl. You know, most people. Daryl calls in, and he sounds like Cleveland from The Family Guy, and he's. You know, he got him a haircut, and, you know, when Samson's hair got cut, he got weak. Well, when Cleveland Daryl there's hair got cut, he got stupid, because that 5 caller list he had was as lame as it can be. You know, I've got a new one, and I think Snoop should be number 1, John from Missouri, number 2, Peggy from Tennessee, Terry from Arkansas, and my good buddy AJ rounding out the top 5, because they can bring it. Is that your better call?
That's a little bit better. Well done.
Hey, I got one more thing.
Okay, one more.
You remember when Rich Rod was supposed to come to Alabama?
I remember it well.
Oh, me too. I'll never forget it. I pre-ordered 1,000 scripted A sombreros. And the very next day, I was going to be in T-Town, and I was going to get rich. And then before I woke up the next day, I'd lost about all my money. So I was going to send them off on a tax break overseas, like they do the Auburn shirts, because nobody wants to buy them. And these just here about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I get this thing back, and it's a COD, and them Indonesian kids had sent all my hats back. That was how bad they hated the look. So that didn't go over very well. But anyway, I'm done enjoying the show. I need to get up with Snoop again. We're going to redo the show.
Well done. Todd is up next.
Hey, Paul, it's starting to be a good show today, bro.
Yeah, we're back on track.
Hey, let me ask you this, Paul, you might need to be coming on back down here. And look, we'll set you up a building in Alabaster, because all these big cities, I heard one dumbass call in about global warming over at Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
So it's coming to Charlotte, so you might get out of there and come on down here. But,
oh, yeah, I'm out of here not far away from being out of here.
Yeah, and I want to address Daryl about what Kirby taught Saban. Daryl, he taught you Saban one damn thing when it's 4th and 12, 3:05 to go in the game, tied up, and you got all 3 of your damn timeouts. Don't throw Fields in the game and go for it on 4th and 12. He taught every damn body that. But anyway, Paul, I don't believe you're going to be a crane operator for that woman up there. You're going to have to go into management. And but, Paul, when are you thinking about getting back down here to Alabama?
Ask my wife. It might be tomorrow.
Well, we'll set your ass up quick with your building over here. When I was in that hospital, them folks over at Alabaster love you to death.
Well, thank you.
Let me say one more thing, Paul. All you Democrats can go straight to hell.
I don't know if he was talking to you or not, Augie, before he got run, but Augie is next.
Paul, have you been keeping up with the Alabama Supreme Court ruling on IVF?
I think everyone has.
I think what they need to do is the Alabama Supreme Court needs to pass a law that says people in Alabama, especially them that call your show, should not be allowed to procreate. Because those last two guys who called, Paul, I got a new top five caller list. They just set back the state of Alabama on every list there is when it comes to ranking states.
But Augie, when it comes to the politics of the state, can you really do that?
Why not? Let's just, we got to stop these Alabama.
No, I mean, like, but can you really set it back anymore is my question.
Well, yeah, you're right about that.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard about a politician in Alabama or a court ruling or some where somebody says, you can't go any lower, and there's always another bottom.
Thankfully for Alabama, there is Louisiana and Mississippi. So I'm not boasting here. Trust me, Paul. But God, these guys who call your show, they need to not be allowed to donate sperm. And if they have any eggs on ice, they need to just put them out in the sun. But isn't it ironic, Paul? AJ calls in, and he does a good imitation of John from Louisville, doesn't he?
He really does.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
But isn't it ironic that he sounds more intelligent imitating John from St. Louis than himself?
I mean, AJ's best call ever was the first time he called in imitating John. Hey, hate to run, Augie, we're late on a break. Got Ron Slay coming up here in a minute. More of your phone calls right after this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Yeah, it's been an eventful afternoon as we head toward the evening, and Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll tie, roll, Paul Feinbaum. You know what? Hey, another good show today, Paul.
Thank you.
And I didn't watch that game last night, Davidson to Dayton, and it was, you know, kind of a blowout. It wasn't that good. But Avery Johnson, you know, Alabama's ex basketball coach was one of the announcers in it. I didn't know that. I didn't know what he was doing these days. But I got out this morning, Paul, and I've got up. Some days I get out and I take me a walk around the neighborhood, and I forgot that we got a big torrential downfall coming today.
Yeah.
And I was about a mile, probably about a half a mile from my house, and I was walking up on it, and it just started pouring down. It was like buckets of rain coming down. I didn't have my rain suit on, none of that. And I'm like, well, they don't need, well, I can't run anyway. But anyway, I was up on top of the hill, Paul, and the grass, my feet slipped. And I went down that hill, and there's a little bitty ditch right before you get to the road. And I slid down that hill, Paul, and I landed up on both. When I hit the ditch, I just landed up on both feet and just kept on walking like nothing happened. I mean, I look like Derek Jeter sliding home, except...
That was great. How did you do that?
I don't know, Paul. Luckily, I was on grass, and it was wet, so it didn't hurt, you know, it didn't hurt the fall because I fell on my backside. And I slid, at least 50 feet at least, 50, 60 feet, maybe more than that.
Hey, you might be on the bobsled team at the Winter Olympics in a couple of years.
Hey, I might do it. I just might do that, Paul. And these people that worried about our man, don't worry about our man. I mean, he likes his team. He don't bother me. He don't bother. You know, I was raised around Auburn people, and you know, some, and they were passionate, and we would fight each other all the time. You can hate the team, but don't never hate the fans. I mean, because that's just So, I mean, he's all right. When our man says he really don't care what anybody says, he really don't care what anybody thinks. And I don't either, Paul. You can't spend too much time on earth worried about other people think about you, because there's always going to be somebody that's disgruntled with you, ain't going to like you, what you do. And that's just part of life. That's just part of it. Just, you know, spend time with ones that does. But our man's all right with me. AJ's all right. And but Todd, I'm starting to like Todd. Todd's becoming one of my favorite callers now. He gets a little passionate sometimes, especially when he starts bringing politics in. But hey, I still like Todd. He's becoming a superstar in my book, so I got to say that. And when Augie calls in, Paul, I mean, my skin crawls every time I just hear his voice. And Augie needs to worry about laws down in Louisiana, and don't worry about laws in Alabama, because we don't want him up here anyhow. He probably ain't going to come here anyhow, and I sure ain't going to New Orleans no time soon. But anyway, Paul, you have a good one, my brother, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, my man.
Well, thank you so very much for calling. Brad is up next in Macon. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Cologne, how's it going, brother?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, Carl Reed Jr., your best guest ever.
He's amazing.
By far, not even close. Giving you my top five and save me 1 minute for Dwayne in Louisiana.
Sure, go right ahead.
First alternate, Jay from Mobile. He is the most passionate fan. Susie from Georgia is the class of your show. Squirrel, the moral conscience of your show. Joe from Red Bay. Couldn't have picked a nicer guy. He's awesome. Augie, he's got his facts in. He's also entertaining, but he's intelligent. He knows what he's talking about, in my opinion. But your two best callers, AJ, and I'm saying this, you don't like everything the guy says, but you got to respect it, and that is Mr. Legend. So those are my top five. What do you think about that, Paul?
That's a great list, Brad. I'm down on that list. That's cool.
Dwayne from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, Dwayne. What you have, even if you pay $2,000, which is cheap, is a Belgian Malinois. And these dogs are the most intelligent dogs on this whole entire planet. They are cadaver dogs. They are drug-sniffing dogs. They are security dogs.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.